Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Well, the Trump administration is coming for New York as well as to other states for pushing back against immigration roundups. Homeland Security has informed states that if they don't hand over immigrants to ICE so they can be deported, their federal funding could be held hostage.
The Department of Homeland Security says New York and Illinois declined to cooperate with ICE, and no response from California. They sent a letter on September 10th requesting states notify ICE when undocumented immigrants are released from jail to transfer, quote, criminal illegal aliens into ICE custody. After a recent follow-up, the DHS encouraged compliance yet again, but are prepared to tap the DOJ and other federal agencies to sue the states and block future federal funding. Now, despite pushback, the DHS says they've arrested over 400,000 illegal immigrants. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Now, according to DHS, New York and Illinois have formally declined to cooperate because of their respective state laws. While California hasn't responded, no comment yet from State Attorney General Tish James about the Fed's threat of legal action. Homeland Security claims that when states don't cooperate, they're forced to conduct large-scale roundups on the street, which has drawn protests in major cities, including New York. A construction worker dead on the job, killed in a hit-and-run crash at a work site near JFK yesterday morning. Police say 44-year-old Isabel Alvarez had been standing in a safety zone in the Nassau Expressway near the Van Wyck exit when she was struck. The vehicle kept going until it was stopped nearby on South Conduit Avenue. The 25-year-old driver was taken to a hospital to be treated for a hand injury, but now faces several criminal charges. That includes assault, leaving the scene of an accident, and driving without a license as well. A Long Island woman facing animal cruelty charges after being accused of starving her own dog. Suffolk County SPCA Chief Roy Gross telling 1010 Winds the dog was barely alive when 37-year-old Jasmine Petro of Wyandanch took him to a shelter.
Petro had a dog, a pit bull type dog named Yeezy that was in a severe case of emaciation. This is one of the worst cases of seeing a dog alive in that condition, basically skin and bones.
Now, when cops went to arrest the suspect back in July, police say she became combative and injured an officer. Assault charges are now being considered. Yeezy was nursed back to health and has since been adopted by his forever family. Gun violence in the Bronx overnight has claimed a life. The NYPD says a man was killed when bullets flew around 12:30 this morning in the Longwood section on Reverend James A. Polite Avenue near East 163rd Street. The victim, identified as Amori Carrion, who was 46. He was shot multiple times. No word yet what might have led up to the fatal confrontation. Police are still looking to make an arrest in that case. The legal team for alleged CEO killer Luigi Mangione are trying to get the death penalty off the table. They've asked a judge to block federal prosecutors from seeking a possible death sentence, saying comments made by President Trump and others have tainted the jury pool beyond repair. Specifically, they point to something the president said just this week when he called Mangione, quote, a pure assassin. They also say that Attorney General Pam Bondi's push for the death penalty and the perp walk that happened back shortly after he was arrested have turned the case into a spectacle on the level of a Marvel movie. Mangione has pleaded not guilty in connection to the shooting death of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson outside a hotel in Midtown. Prosecutors have until the end of October to respond to today's motion. Well, the federal prosecutor who announced this week that they couldn't find evidence of mortgage fraud against State Attorney General Letitia James is now out of a job. Eric Siebert resigned Friday as the U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia, reportedly after being told to quit or be fired. Now, Siebert was forced out only a few months after President Trump appointed him, but higher-ups had reportedly been pushing him hard to move ahead with a criminal case against James, with or without any incriminating evidence. James has successfully sued President Trump for fraud and currently lead several lawsuits against his administration. A White House official made a criminal referral accusing James of mortgage fraud because a document for her purchase of a vacation home in Virginia indicated it would be her primary residence. However, that document was used by James's niece to sign documents on her behalf and apparently was never even considered by loan officers. Well, the state law in New York that bans firearms in sensitive locations like tourist spots and on the subway has survived a legal challenge for now. A federal appeals court has allowed the law to remain in effect while several gun owners challenge its constitutionality. They claim New York's Concealed Carry Improvement Act violates the Second Amendment right to bear arms, but the court says the restrictions appear to fall within the country's historical tradition of gun regulations. That law has allowed authorities to declare locations like Times Square a gun-free zone. It also bans open carry, requires a special permit to carry guns in the five boroughs, and allows owners to ban firearms on their private property. Governor Hochul and the state legislature passed the measure after the Supreme Court struck down New York's handgun licensing restrictions, which dated back more than a century.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.